This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
The following is a sports presentation of Classic Hits Radio, 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. High school basketball is on the air.
Now Matt Giffen to throw it in from underneath. They'll bounce it into Reese. He got inside. He scores and he's fouled. Garrett Reese gets his first bucket of the second half. 13 points now for the big fella.
Tonight, it's boys' quarterfinal action from the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament in Sumner. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Hodson brings it up. Ball tipped away by Aitken. Coming away with it, Lemberg. Lemberg one-on-one, and that's a block by Jensen. Jake Olmstead, top of the key, dribbles down the middle of the lane, draws the contact, puts it up and in, and a blocking foul. Olmstead just continues to put the head down and go.
Up first, SEM tries to beat Pleasanton for the third time this year. Our second game features state-rated Overton taking on Loomis. The winners advance to Friday semifinals in Minden. It's the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join KKPR Sports Director Doug Duda live from Sumner right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back after a short break to SEM High School, where we just had a whale of a basketball game between the Pleasanton Bulldogs and the SEM Mustangs. And SEM able to get the lead in the final minute for the first time in the entire second half. And they were able to hold off a last-second shot attempt by Pleasanton to win it 57-56. And advance on to the 8 o'clock semifinal on Friday to play the winner of this game, the Overton Eagles, who moved up to number 2 in the D1 rankings in the Lincoln Journal Star today. They're 3rd in the Omaha paper against the Loomis Wolves, and we haven't seen Loomis in a couple of seasons. They've struggled, but now they've got the program turned back in the right direction, and some of the young kids are here and a few seniors, but still, if you look up and down that lineup, they have a lot of freshmen and sophomores, and they're going to get tested again tonight by the Overton Eagles. The first meeting of the year between these two teams was on the opening Saturday of the season, and Overton won that 68-53. We'll take a break, look at the starting lineups right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Overton Sand and Gravel is proud to support all the area high school athletes this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for your commercial or residential concrete and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and the surrounding areas.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Good luck, Loomis Wolves. Premier fans at CHS Agri Service Center. Serving your fuel, grain, and agronomy needs. CHS Agri Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show, where it's time to take a look at the starting lineups, brought to you as always by the fine folks at Five Points Bank. Of course, at Five Points Bank, they are your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. First off, for the sixth seed, the Loomis Wolves. Number 12 is a 5'10" sophomore, Clay McNall. Number 22 is a 5'10" sophomore, Kalen Anderson. Number 24, 6-foot senior, Brian Zeckley. Number 40, 6-foot junior, Jamison Bartruff. And a big boy in the middle is number 54, 6-foot 5-inch senior, Dylan Carmichael. Head coach of the Wolves is Steve Johnson, assisted by Casey Verbka. Loomis comes in with a record of 8-6 on the season. Now look at the starting lineup for the Eagles of Overton High School. Number 20 is a 5'11 senior, Jared Hodgson. Number 30 is a 6-foot junior, Brady Weiss. Number 32, 5'11 junior Zach Olmstead. Number 34, 6'2 sophomore Jacob Olmstead. And number 44, 6'2 senior Jared Schaefer. The head coach of the Overton Eagles is Jay Stair, assisted by Clint Little and Josh Warren. Overton is 11-2 on the season. Those two losses coming to Axtell and Ravenna, two of the top three teams in Class C2. Overton, 11-2, ranked second and third in the two major newspapers. So that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. We will keep you updated as well on the other game going on in the FKC tonight as Eustace Farnham is playing Elwood already tonight. Axtell had a pretty easy game downing Amherst. The New Tech Seed pregame show. See Terry and Jason Starker, a New Tech Seed dealer near you.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Tim Higgins and Brian Groupie doing the officiating tonight. Overton in the home white with the blue trim, the traveling green and white trim for Loomis. It'll be Schaefer and Carmichael jumping it up. Loomis from right to left and Overton from left to right as you view it along your radio dial. And we are underway, and Overton will grab the opening tip. Loomis is going to come out, play a little zone here to get this basketball game underway. And quickly inside, they'll get it to Schaefer, throws it behind Hodgson, and the ball's turned over. Loomis will hustle the ball up the floor, and too long of a pass, overthrew the intended teammate there of Kalen Anderson, and Loomis is going to give the ball right back. So Overton will have it in the backcourt in our first 20 seconds of this game. They'll break the press. Olmstead comes through the lane, tries to make the pass over there to Weiss. It's deflected off of a Loomis shoulder, picked back up, and a three-pointer on the way, no good by Schaefer. Rebound brought down by Clay McDowell. He goes coast-to-coast, finger roll won't go. And a rebound brought down by Zach Olmstead. Outlet to Schaefer. Schaefer takes it at Carmichael and scores. First point of the ball game coming from Overton's Jared Schaefer. And it is 2-0. Loomis wastes no time. And here's an answer by Clay McNall. And we are tied at 2. Loomis trying to put a 1-3-1 zone on. And by the time they get it set, it's already Overton with a turnover. So back to Loomis. Loomis will take it in at midcourt and get the ball into the hands there of Clay McNall. Looks like man-to-man for Overton as they get set in the half court, and we've got a walk call to the Wolves as Zekley tried to take a quick step there on the baseline and turn it over. So haven't had a whole lot of half-court offensive set here. It's been up and down the floor quite a bit early on, and we've only played just over a minute. 2-2. Press is broke. There's a nice little switch off Schaefer to Olmstead, and Zach will lay it up and in. Schaefer looked left, went with the no-look bounce pass to the right, and finishing it off. Carmichael, top of the key now for Loomis. He is going to be guarded tonight by Zach Olmstead. Zach probably have his hands full. It looks like they might put both Olmstead boys on him, and they punch the ball out of Carmichael's hands. Loomis turns it over for the third time here in the first 90 seconds. Overton trying to face the pressure. Weiss down into the corner. They go to Olmstead, driving the baseline, and then trying to dish it off as Jacob, but throws it off the hands of Schaefer. And each team with three turnovers in the first minute and 40. So both trying to get their feet under them here. Still a pretty good crowd. When the home team plays first, they usually bail on out of here. But good traveling crowd from Loomis and Overton to watch this contest here in Sumner tonight. Carmichael on the low post. Holds it. Now steps through and fires to the right wing. Three-pointer Kalen Anderson is no good. Rebound brought down by Jared Schaefer. Schaefer up the middle of the floor. Doesn't have numbers. Jumps in the air. Throws it in the corner to Weiss. Out to Olmstead for the three. It's an air ball. And it's going to be picked up there by Clay McNall. McNall trying to beat everybody back. And he'll scoop it up and miss it again. The rebound brought down by Jacob Olmstead. Both teams really going a little too fast right now. And they're not converting on what should be some easier shots. Weiss on the left wing. Puts it on the floor. Comes in. Has the ball knocked out of his hands. But it goes right to Jared Schaefer. And he'll score. Loomis had the great defense. It's just that when they ripped the ball loose, it went right into Schaefer's hands, who was standing there for an easy layup. Carmichael rotates out top, swings it to McNall on the left side. Most of what Loomis has done so far has been on the right side. Carmichael decides to take it down the lane. The big fella makes a move and gets fouled. Well, Dillon going to show that he can put the ball on the floor. And the foul is going to be called on Jacob Olmstead. First of the game. And Dillon Carmichael to the line to shoot our first free throws. The winner will play 8 o'clock Friday night in Minden against SEM. Usually it's Kearney High, but that's been switched up this year. It's in Minden. Girls will play at Kearney High on Thursday. Boys in Minden Friday, and everybody Saturday is in Holdridge. First free throw, no good. And it's like Steve Johnson likes to do. He's going to sub in. He was going to go 5 for 5, but Carmichael has to stay in and shoot this second free throw. And this is where it could get a little interesting with a lot of young players out there. Carmichael doesn't make either one of them, and the ball is going to be brought down by Jacob Olmstead and knocked out of bounds from behind. So now Carmichael can check out. Let's try and get you the names of who's in. Shane Sundquist, Matt Houston, Parker Lindstrom, we already told about Shane Sundquist, Josh Earsom into the ball game as well. And now here comes Matt Gray. Not a lot of bulk to this five that are out there on the floor, and Overton might be able to post them up pretty easy. Olmstead in the air, finds Weiss, back door, lays it up and in. Brady Weiss off the assist from Olmstead, and it's 8-2. Overton leads it by 6. Loomis is going to have to find a way to hang in with this second five. With it on the right elbow is Parker Lindstrom. He'll hand it off there to Houston. And Loomis right now not moving the ball as quickly as they were with the original five starters out there, so this might not last long for Coach Johnson. They'll lob it on the low post, get it to Gray. Gray, turnaround jumper off the mark, but an offensive rebound by Earsom, and he'll kick it out on the wing to Houston. Up top, Loomis goes. And right now, over to the man-to-man, kind of content to just hang inside. Three-pointer on the way. It's off the front of the iron by Parker Lindstrom. No good, but follows his shot and gets his own rebound. Now he'll leave it off for Sundquist. Shane in the right-hand corner tries to attack the baseline, cut off there by Weiss. So he'll kick it out on the wing, and Loomis ends up traveling with the basketball. Into the ballgame for Overton, Jacob Jensen and Matt Ayton will check in. So Overton with Loomis subbing knows that they've got to sub a little bit. Loomis will play more kids in Overton as they get it down low. Short jumper is up and in for Jacob Jensen. So Jensen sneaking in there to make it 10-2. Overton now starting to put their offense together. Loomis with a basketball on the right wing. Lob it into Sundquist. Shane got it inside to Earsom. The ball knocked away. Loomis turns it over. Going coast to coast. Schaefer has his shot blocked by Matt Gray. Three-pointer now off the freshman block. He's going to be put up by Overton. That's going to be Olmstead missed it, but another offensive rebound for Jared Schaefer. And I'll tell you what, you don't block the big fella's shot very often. You got a freshman blocking the senior. Now the five starters come back in. Foul was called on Matt Gray, his first. Each team with one foul here in the first quarter of play. And Overton with a basketball. They'll get it over for another three, and this time Matt Ayton will hit it. Matt Ayton off the inbounds, hits the three, and Loomis is going to call a timeout because now they are down by 11. 3:27 to go in the first quarter of play. Overton has jumped out 13-2 on KKPR.
S.A. Foster Lumber in Overton welcomes contractors and do-it-yourselfers. Foster's is a complete lumber yard and carries everything you need to spruce up your home, too. From hammers to power tools, new doors, paint, hardware, windows, and much, much more. See Foster Lumber in Overton. Best of luck, athletes.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
And out of the timeout, Loomis will get it in, trying to lob it into Carmichael. They overthrow him, and it's turned over, picked up by Jensen, and Overton into the front court. Swing it to Olmstead on the low post. A turnaround jumper, and he goes over the back trying to get the rebound of his own miss. Carmichael got the board, and the foul will be called on Jacob Olmstead, and that is his second. Score update in the Loup Platte Conference Tournament. At halftime, Kearney Catholic boys leading at Loup City 21-15. That game currently airing on ESPN Radio 1460 AM. And again, all the games that we've got on the radio, you can go to kkpr.com and pick them up as McNall has a shot blocked out of bounds by Jared Schaefer. Overton has just got more bulk to their upperclassmen outside of Dillon Carmichael as he tries to position on the inbounds. But Ayton is going to take the steal at the top of the key, try to go coast to coast, and He is going to walk because Loomis's Kalen Anderson flashed in front of him. He tried to come to a quick stop. Loomis now with seven turnovers. Overton has three. It is 13-2 in favor of Overton. It was 2-2, and now they've scored 11 in a row. Loomis with Clay McNall. They leave him alone down to Carmichael. Carmichael leans in. Jensen flopped, and a good no-call by the official as Carmichael will lay it over the rim and in. So that snaps the 11-0 run by the Eagles, 13-4. Jensen takes the outlet pass, comes into the front court, swings to the right side, and leaves it off there for Jared Hodgson. Schaefer between the circles. Loomis in a 2-3 extended zone. Jensen in the right-hand corner. Tries to drive baseline, and there was no room. He stepped out of bounds. Good defense by Bartruff. And Overton with their fourth turnover. Back into the ball game. Brady Weiss now for Overton, up 13-4. Again, earlier tonight, Axtell and SEM advancing on. We'll talk more about that when we roll to the half. Right now, Loomis has the basketball. Carmichael at the top of the circle. Swings it right side to McNall. McNall leaves it off in the corner for Zekley. And just playing a little catch around the perimeter. Loomis looking to get it inside to Carmichael. Double team. Jensen bats it away. Picked up there again by Zekley. A three-pointer at the top of the circle. No good by McNall. And the rebound pulled down by Overton and a foul to go along with it. As Zach Olmstead able to get that rebound, and as he tried to come up the floor, Loomis put a hip out there on him, and the foul called on Kalen Anderson. His first, and the team's third, they say. I think they mishandled one. Olmstead picked up a foul just a minute ago, and I think they gave it to the wrong 34, or else I marked it wrong, which is always possible. At the other end, Jensen puts it up. Short jumper, no good. Carmichael gets his second board, and the outlet pass to Zekley. Quick shot at the other end is going to be off the mark by McNall, and the rebound is swatted out to Brady Weiss. Weiss brings it up the floor at Carmichael, high off glass, and scores. Weiss had to put it high off glass to get over the outstretched arms there, the 6'5 Dylan Carmichael. 15-4 Overton, a minute 20 to go here in quarter number one. Up top of the basketball, Carmichael swings it left side to Anderson. Anderson to the baseline, pull-up jumper over Ayton, and hits it. Tough shot, but Anderson gets his first bucket, 15-6 Overton. Schaefer to the other end, has it knocked away from behind. The ball stripped out of there by McNall. Overton turns it over, and then at midcourt, a charge called on Loomis. Taken there by Weiss, the charge on Zekley. His first personal foul. 58 seconds remaining here in the opening quarter. And here comes the second set of five for Loomis. And Coach Steve Johnson. Overton will throw it in, and that's Dallas Bavard into the ball game for head coach Jay Stair. They'll get it to Jensen on the low block. He got underneath. The shot is going to be blocked out of bounds again by Matt Gray. Here's a kid that could be pretty decent in the making. He is only a freshman, but at 6'4", he's got a little length on him. And Overton to throw it in underneath their own hoop. They'll fire it into the corner to Olmstead. Draws the double team up top to Bavard. Swings it right side. To Weiss, back in the corner to Jensen. 40 seconds to go in the quarter. Jensen down the baseline, draws all the green jerseys. Over to Ayton for the three, and Matt buries it. Matt Ayton with his second three-pointer of the quarter. 18-6. Overton by a dozen, and Loomis looking for an answer. Ball deflected away, but picked up, and coming down the lane with a little floating shot is Houston. It won't go. Rebound pulled down by Zach Olmstead. Outlet pass to the other end. Weiss goes in, missed the layup. Rebound brought down by Parker Lindstrom. 12 seconds to go. He brings it into the paint, leaves it off for Gray, and they're going to call him for a walk. Didn't get it passed off in time, and the ball will come back over to Overton. 18-6 Overton, 10 seconds left in the quarter. And Bavard to throw it in. And then they throw it away. He got it to Ayton, who tried to get it back to Dallas, and the two youngsters couldn't connect. And Overton turns it over for the sixth time. So plenty of turnovers here in the first quarter. It happened in the first half of our last game between SEM and Pleasanton. They'll lob it into Gray. Gray on the low post has to kick it out. The ball's stolen away. Ayton got way up there. And they'll have to throw it up from half court. Olmstead, and it's no good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play in this boys' quarterfinal of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. The Overton Eagles, 18, and the Loomis Wolves, 6, on Classic Hits, 98.9, and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
First in personal service. First in community pride. First in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school. First in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
Dr. Daniel McCallahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton, proud to support our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McCallahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
And the Loomis Wolves will get the ball to start the second quarter of play. Their five starters are back on the floor into Bartruff. He's down to the low post, can't get the shot away. They'll kick it back out to McNall. They'd like to get a few more outside shots. Carmichael, they get him out of the paint, so maybe it gives them a little more room to get the guards inside there. And driving in, Anderson has it taken away. Goes up in the air. I guess we'll call Olmstead for a block and a strip. Schaefer up the floor, gives it off to Bavard, and coming back to block it out of bounds is Jamison Bartruff. So Bartruff with the steal, and that'll make it 18-6. 7.5 to go here in the first half, and it'll be over to the basketball, and inside the three-pointer, blocked away again. Clay McNall, we're seeing some four shots right now, and then Loomis a long pass to the other end, and they throw it away. That's the 10th turnover for the Wolves. Bavard up the floor, on pressure, tries to get it to Schaefer. It's stolen right back by Bartruff. Not pretty right here in the first minute of the second quarter. Well, in the first quarter of play, Loomis turned it over 9 times, Overton 6. Zekley forces it in the lane. That high arching shot won't go. Weiss will have the rebound. His second in the first quarter. Rebounds were 8-7 Overton. And another turnover for Overton. 3-point shooting. Overton 2 of 4, 0 of 2 for Loomis. Matt Ayton with his 2 3-pointers leads Overton with 6 points. At the end of the first quarter of play, Eustace Farnham and Elwood are tied at 11. 11-11 at the end of the first quarter of play. Come back to action here with 6:40 to go in the first half. Still 18-6. Overton with the lead. The winner gets SEM tomorrow. A 57-56 winner over Pleasanton tonight. And it'll be Loomis ball underneath their own hoop, and it's stolen away again. Loomis having all kinds of trouble with the Overton defense right now. Schaefer with the steal. Outlet pass to Hodson. Some contact to Schaefer. Schaefer tries to take it over Carmichael. Misses. Offensive putback, though, is good for Zach Olmstead. And Olmstead now with 4 points, 4 rebounds. And the lead is out to 14, and the ball is going to be kicked. And back to Dylan Carmichael at midcourt to throw it in for Loomis. So the Wolves need to find a way to get some offense going here. They have struggled to just 6 points, and they have 11 turnovers so far. Can't get it into Carmichael like they want, and they're not able to get some three-pointers off against this man-to-man. They're just 0 of 2. Here's a crossover dribble, McNall into the paint. Hands it off to Bartruff. Bartruff to the right wing. Now down to Carmichael, and he'll be close enough that he just has to turn around and put it over the rim for the bucket. His second score, it's 20-8. Up the floor, Hodgson. They want to run a little bit, but Loomis is able to clue him off to Hodgson again. He'll pull up on the baseline and hit his first jumper. Jared makes it 22-8. Back in the front court, they'll go corner. Loomis, pull-up jumper, no good that time by McNall. One and done again. Rebound by Schaefer. Long outlet pass to the other end, and another Overton turnover. Boy, Overton trying to get down the floor so quickly, keeps throwing it away, or they'd really be up in this game. And another shot at the other end is blocked that time by Schaefer as McNall got inside. But just a bigger team here for Overton, and they are showing that right now in the paint. Jacob Olmstead will pick up his dribble. Into Schaefer, back out to Olmstead. Driving the baseline, runs out of room, has to kick it out to Weiss. Brady fires the three, off the front of the iron, no good. Long rebound comes out to Kalen Anderson. Anderson into the front court to the baseline, cut off there and files it to McNall. McNall swings it right side to Zekley. Up top, Carmichael. He says, why not a three? Well, that's why, it was way short. But they do get the offensive rebound, and to the line, Jamison Bartruff. will get a chance to take the shot. Yeah, there's probably a reason Dillon doesn't shoot those three-pointers. But at the line now will be Jamison Bartruff to shoot a pair of free throws for Loomis. And the first one is no good. Going to have the substitutions. Here come the next five for Loomis. Into the ball game, Josh Earsom, Shane Sundquist, Parker Lindstrom, Matt Houston. Second free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by Olmstead, his third. So Overton right now just kind of methodically picking things apart as Hodgson takes a 10-footer in the left corner, no good. Rebound by Houston. Matt outlet pass, he'll get it to Lindstrom. Into the corner they go to Sundquist. Shane can't get the three, back to Lindstrom. 22-8 Overton, 4:15 to go here in the first half. Don't forget the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up. Updates on all the FKC action and a recap of the exciting SEM one-point win over Pleasanton as they try the pick and roll, and stepping up to snag that pass out of the air is Olmstead. And up the floor comes Jake. Swings it over to Hodgson on the left wing. Back out to Olmstead. Ayton going to try and set a pick for him on the right side. Doesn't really go anywhere, so hands it off to Matt. Back over to Zach Olmstead, right-hand corner. Loomis trying to extend that pressure, but a three-pointer by Olmstead won't go. One Olmstead misses it. The second one rebounds it. Zach will go to the line after he is fouled. Jake missed the three, and Zach got the offensive board. And these will be the first free throws of the ball game for the Overton Eagles. The foul will be on Josh Earsom. His first in the team's fifth. And at the line, here comes Olmstead to shoot two, and the first one for Zach is good. 5 points for Zach, 23-8. Second free throw now is on the way, and this one is going to hit the front of the rim and crawl over, and it is good. So Olmstead hits them both, and it's 24-8 in favor of Overton, and Loomis is going to fire a quick three, this time from Parker Lindstrom. It will not go. Rebound brought down by Hodgson, and Loomis very few rebounds here in this second quarter. Schaefer down low against the double team. Left-handed extension, good. Schaefer just elevated over the defense, and it's 26-8, and Loomis is going to need a timeout. Nothing working right now for Coach Johnson and his Wolves, so with 3:17 to go in the first half of play, 26-8 Overton.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Put your car or truck back to factory stacks. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Good luck, Loomis Wolves. Premier fans at CHS Agri Service Center. Serving your fuel, grain, and agronomy needs. CHS Agri Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
As we come back to action, the Wolves will get the ball up the floor. They'll break the press. Into Lindstrom in the lane. He'll put the jumper up and good. Parker Lindstrom knocking it down. And Loomis finally gets into double figures now, down 26-10. But at the other end, a lob into Schaefer. He can't get it to go because he's fouled. Lindstrom on the foul. And at the line to shoot a pair will be Jared Schaefer. 6 points so far for Schaefer. He's got three rebounds and a couple of blocks in the first half. And the free throw in and out, no good. Checking into the ball game is Jensen. Jacob Jensen in for Overton. Second free throw on the way, and Schaefer gets this one. So Jared now with 7 points in the basketball game, and the inbounds pass kicked out of bounds. Real close to the fans here, of course, in these smaller gyms, but makes for a good atmosphere, and the ball kicked out of bounds. As Loomis brings the ball up the floor, Shane Sundquist has it. Over to Matt Houston, back out between the circles. Wolves with 2:40 to go here, down by 17. Off the pick, an open three, and it's going to be in and out for Lindstrom. But the tip try is up and in. And I didn't see exactly what happened here. It looked like maybe Overton tipped that in. I think we're going to give Matt Gray credit for the bucket, but Jared Schaefer might have cut himself on the net or the rim or something, and he's going to come out of the ball game. And Weiss is going to check back in. He got his little finger caught in something, and it's taking time to find something that's going to help him out. Ayton takes the inbounds pass as we get back to action and open for three. Jensen couldn't be any more open, but that one will not fall. Long rebound run down by Jared Hodgson, or Brady Weiss. Now they get it inside to Olmstead. Olmstead tries the reverse layup and is fouled. So to the line will be Jacob Olmstead looking for his first point of the basketball game. And the foul is called on Shane Sundquist, his first. The free throw is on the way, and Olmstead dancing around, still dancing, and there it goes. First point for Jake. 28-12 Overton. Our first game tonight was close the whole way. This one, Loomis just can't keep up offensively, and the second free throw also good.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up.
KKPR Kearney and KKPR.com.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Great teachers inspire, and sometimes they inspire others to become teachers. Just ask Nebraska teacher Megan Hartfield.
The teacher who inspired me the most would have to be Mrs. Becky Wheeler. She was my PE teacher in elementary school, as well as my PE teacher in high school and my cheerleading coach. She genuinely believed in who we were as a person, and that was just as important as to what she was teaching us. I try to bring in the same compassion that she had for us when we were young and older. Trying to make my students feel as if they're important as anybody else, if not the most important at the moment that you're talking to them.
I'm Jess Wolf, a 32-year teacher and president of the Nebraska State Education Association. Our 26,000 members are working to ensure every child has a great public school.
This message, sponsored by the Nebraska State Education Association, aired by the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and this station.
8. We've worked together for years.
7. I'm the parking attendant. I park your car every day.
1 in 8 Americans is struggling with hunger.
6. We speak at PTA meetings all the time.
Including millions of children and seniors.
5. I went to summer camp with your son last year.
4. I'm your old friend. We went to high school together.
Someone you know is in need.
3. I work at the gas station. I pump your gas.
2. I'm your neighbor. Our kids are classmates.
Who's the 1 in 8 in your life that needs help?
1. We live next door to each other.
You can make a difference through Feeding America and its nationwide network of more than 200 food banks. Take action at feedingamerica.org/1in8. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Get a $50 instant rebate on the original Sunheat 1500 at Motorsport Sales Grand Island.
America's greatest hits.
Welcome to your top 5 nighttime right time countdown. I'm your host, Smokin' Kevin. And I gotta tell you, tonight's countdown is super. It's from 1968. And remember the number 5 and number 1?
The following is a sports presentation of Classic Hits Radio, 98.9 FM. And
we believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Overton Sand and Gravel is proud to support all the area high school athletes this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for your commercial or residential concrete and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and the surrounding areas.
Folks, we're back with you here at SEM High School. We apologize for the technical problems with the phone, and we will catch you up on where we were. Each team hitting a couple of buckets here before the half. We have just made it to halftime. It is now Overton 32 and Loomis 14 here from SEM. So it's 32-14 in favor of Overton. Let's try and run down some quick stats for you. We expect Coach Dave Irwin going to join us here at half from SEM after their one-point win coming up earlier tonight. So for Loomis, Clay McNall has 2 points and 2 rebounds and a block shot. Parker Lindstrom, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Kaitlin Anderson, 2 points and a rebound. Josh Earsom has 2 points, 1 rebound, and 1 block. Matt Gray, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Jamison Barstruff, a block and a rebound. Matt Houston has a rebound. And Dylan Carmichael, the only player with more than one bucket, 4 points and 2 rebounds. So at the half, 14 points, 10 rebounds it looks like for the Loomis Wolves. 14 points, 10 rebounds. But they can't make a free throw. They are 0 of 7 at the half, 0 of 4 from three-point land, 5 block shots and 12 turnovers for Loomis. And this is a Wolves basketball team that coming in was hoping they could make some noise outside of that loss to Axtell. They went overtime with Elwood. They beat Wilcox, a one-point loss to Elm Creek. Sutherland, they beat them in the holiday tournament and did that in overtime. So they've been playing okay, but the first half really hurt them here tonight against a much more physical Overton ball club. For Overton, Max Flores has a rebound. Jared Hodgson has 5 points and a rebound. Jacob Jensen has 2 points and 2 rebounds. Brady Weiss, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Zach Olmstead, 6 points and 5 rebounds to lead the way for Overton. Jacob Olmstead has 2 points, 3 rebounds, and a block. Matt Ayton has 6 points, and Jared Schaefer leads the team in scoring with 7 points. He has 3 rebounds and 2 block shots. So at the half here for the Overton Eagles, 18 points in the first quarter, 14 in the second, and so they've got a total of 32 points, 18 rebounds. At the free throw line, they are 5 of 6, all of that coming in the second quarter. They are 3 of 9 from three-point land, 3 blocks, and 10 turnovers. Overton leading here in the Fort Kearney Conference Boys quarterfinals at the half, 32 to 14. We'll come back and talk with the head coach at SEM, Dave Irwin, right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
S.A. Foster Lumber in Overton welcomes contractors and do-it-yourselfers. Foster's is a complete lumber yard and carries everything you need to spruce up your home, too. From hammers to power tools, new doors, paint, hardware, windows, and much, much more. See Foster Lumber in Overton. Best of luck, athletes.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Well, I don't know how this game's going to end, but the first game today gave the fans all that they wanted as SEM defeats Pleasanton for the third time this year, but this was by far the closest game, 57-56. Pleasanton had the lead the entire second half until the last minute of the game. Travis Lyon came up with a key steal in the backcourt and took it in for a layup. Pleasanton answered, and then SEM able to get 2 game-winning free throws from Jake Rohde. Pleasanton still had time. There was about 12 seconds on the clock. They got the ball up the floor. They broke the press, and as they went in for a layup, Giffen had his shot blocked out of bounds with 5 seconds remaining. Pleasanton got it in, fired it into the right-hand corner. A three was no good, and it still wasn't done because Garrett Reese got the offensive rebound, but he was falling backwards and could not get it to go. And SEM improves to 14-2, Pleasanton 9-8. Dylan Smith had 19 points. Jake Rohde had 18, and Coach Dave Irwin joins us to talk about the ballgame. Coach, I know when you got a team like Pleasanton, a team that's kind of had your number, these kids were wondering if they could get over the hump tonight, and Pleasanton sure didn't make it easy on them.
Nope, and I think that's the thing. I heard more people stop me and say, you know, what do you think about having to play these guys a third time? And I said, well, we got to play somebody. And, you know, and if you want to get to the finals, you got to beat somebody. So that's the way we approached it with the kids. And I think they were hesitant. I don't know. I don't think we were flat coming out. I just think we were kind of tentative. And they came out and they took it to us and they shot the ball really well.
Well, Coach Giffen mentioned that they did a little bit better against your 1-3-1, obviously, than they did the first two times. So you hit a couple threes in the first quarter, gives them some confidence, but they also knew that they couldn't just shoot threes all night, and it seemed like once they got it into Garrett Reese, it gave the rest of the team some confidence that they could get the ball inside. But you guys made an adjustment in the second half. It didn't work right away, so you had to make another one. Talk about the adjustments you did make in the second half.
Well, I think the big thing was that second quarter they were going inside on us, and normally we play good defense, but our footwork inside on defense was terrible, and I kind of challenged them at halftime and told them that we were playing soft in there, that we needed to change, and we did. Then we came out and we played. We gave them a little 2-1-2 look, and I thought that maybe affected things just a little bit because it got them standing, got them looking and reading. Then we came back and played some 1-2-2. Then we came back and we played man-to-man, and when we were down 6, I think, when we went man. And we said, this is going to be a gamble. We're going to have to roll the dice and hope it works. And the kids, at first, it didn't, and then the kids got their feet under them, and then I thought our man-to-man started making a difference. So
you're down 50-41 after the first bucket of the fourth quarter, and I suppose doubt could creep in, but I guess that's the difference with this year's team, and I know that this is that special team, that you're 13-2, you got a lot of things on the horizon. You guys are in position. You want to have a chance to play for the championship on Saturday. You want to have a chance to get to the state tournament. This is a big hurdle to get over tonight.
Well, I think it was, and, you know, you're playing at home, and you think that helps, but sometimes when your kids think that, hey, we got a show for these guys, because they're paying their money to come in and watch us, you know, then sometimes maybe that's a little bit more pressure on you. But these kids are doing a good job of adjusting, and they don't want to lose. You know, they don't like to lose, and we may get beat, but I think you saw an effort, you know, that they just wouldn't let up. And when it was 41-50, it looked pretty bleak, you know. And we have a timeout, and we talk about it, and we just say, you know, hey, we got to get it done. And then we outscore them 16-6, I think, down the stretch. So when you got four seniors that we have, and then you got a couple kids that are sophomores that come in for us, it's the same thing in practice. They just work, you know, and they want to do well.
Real quick, Dave, you haven't played Overton yet. It looks like that's who you're going to end up playing on Friday. Your thoughts on how you match up with them?
Well, Overton's a good ball club, you know, and I think you're talking, I mean, he's trying to get more depth in the last couple, three times I've seen him play, and I've seen him play quite a bit. He's playing more kids, and, of course, he gets a chance to do it. So they're solid. They're a good ball club. They rebound strong. They're physical kids. So, you know, we're going to have our hands full, and I think, you know, both teams are going to look forward to this.
All right, Coach, congratulations on the exciting win tonight, and we look forward to seeing you on Friday.
Well, thanks a lot. We appreciate you doing the games.
Thanks, Coach. Dave Irwin of SEM. They pick up the win as they do at 57-56 over Pleasanton, and we waste no time getting this third quarter underway, and the shot is going to be up and in to start the second half here by Zach Olmstead. Loomis is going to miss a three, and, of course, a quick rebound going to be brought down here by Overton, and we'll head the other way. They'll lose the ball out of bounds. We've got a couple of updates for you. A final, the Kearney Catholic boys, 59-33 tonight over Loup City, so they will play most likely Ravenna on Friday. As the shot is no good, the rebound brought down by Jacob Olmstead here for Overton. Now he loses the handle, so a little sloppy start. Also, over at Axtell, halftime, Eustace Farnham leading Elwood 20-14 in a low-scoring game. Three-pointer by Parker Lindstrom is no good, but an offensive rebound pull down here. It's going to be Josh Earsom, and the second team has started the second half for Loomis and not the first team starters. So Coach Johnson not overly impressed with the way those boys were able to get out and do things. And that's going to cost them a few minutes on the bench here to start the second half of play. 34-14, Overton leads it by 20. That is their largest lead so far this basketball game. And it looks like they're going to get it to Schaefer. Into the paint, up top to Hodgson. Swing it left side. And Weiss will drive. Now he'll swing it over on a reverse pass to Hodgson. His jumper no good. Offensive rebound is swatted out of there again. That time it is going to be Kyle Samuelson getting some play time. And Samuelson with the block off of the offensive putback attempt that time from Zach Olmstead. And eventually it's going to be swatted out of bounds. So here come the Wolves. Up the floor with the basketball is going to be Shane Sundquist. He'll give it off to Houston. Stay on the left side. Here's a three-pointer that's off the mark. And an over-the-back foul going to be called on Loomis as Jacob Olmstead got the rebound. Foul is going to go on Kyle Samuelson. That is his second personal foul. Two quick ones here to start the third quarter on Samuelson. Doug Duda with you on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Overton, Loomis, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Thanks for sticking with us for tonight's FKC basketball. Top of the key, Schaefer. He's going to put it on the floor, get down the middle of the lane. Scoop shot good. And a timeout going to be called here by Overton. So a nice scoop shot that time for Schaefer, and it's going to make it 36-14. Timeout on the floor. We'll be right back.
Age 50 or older, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Dr. Daniel McCallahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton, proud to support our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McCallahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And out of the timeout, Loomis will have the basketball. Up the floor, Matt Houston's got an open jumper, and he's going to knock it down. So that'll make it 36-16 in favor of Overton. As the Eagles get the ball back into the front court to Brady Weiss. Ball stolen away, trying to go in for the uncontested layup, and scoring is Shane Sundquist. So Sundquist gets the steal and the bucket, back-to-back buckets here for Loomis. trying to get something going offensively. They're not a bad offensive ball club, at least they haven't been lately, but tonight they're struggling as Hotchin puts up the baseline jumper. No good. Sundquist will have the rebound. His outlet pass is knocked out of midair, and then an over and back on Overton just because of where they were on the floor. Good defense by Jacob Olmstead, though. And it'll stay with the Loomis Wolves. So Olmstead just about made a very solid play. Instead, back over to the green and white of Loomis. Facing the man-to-man of Overton, the Eagles have stayed in that the whole game. Here's a wild shot in the middle of the lane. The 360, Parker Lindstrom puts it off the glass and gets it to fall. Six straight points, make it 36-20. Loomis still trailing, but getting something going, and another turnover to Overton. Boy, Overton scored, called the timeout, and then I don't know what the change was or what the talk was, but they've come flat out of that timeout. And you can see a little bit of the dismay over there on the faces of the coaching staff as Loomis takes the quick shot underneath. Can't get it to go. Schaefer has the rebound. Jared pushing it up the floor. Gives it off for Olmstead. He's fouled and scores. Jacob Olmstead finishes off on the fast break and has a chance for a three-point play. Don't forget, more basketball coming your way Thursday, Friday, Saturday here on KKPR, the semifinals and finals of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. And the entire Fort Kearney Conference Thursday, Friday, Saturday on ESPN, 1460 AM. Olmstead will hit the free throw. He's got 5 points in the ball game, 39-20. Overton with the lead. Again, SEM and Axtell were winners, and Eustace Farnham led Elwood by 6 at the half. Here's a nice pass inside to Kyle Samuelson, and Samuelson will lay it off the glass and score. Good assist out top, 39-22. Loomis looks a little bit better here in the last 2 minutes, putting on some trapping pressure, making Overton drive. Shot going to be blocked from behind by Shane Sundquist on Schaefer. Overton's going to pick up the loose ball. And driving in, Olmstead, and he has it blocked out of bounds by Kyle Samuelson. Samuelson is 6'2". Carmichael is 6'5". Matt Gray, they brought in, is 6'4". And they have picked up quite a few block shots, 8 of them in the ball game. Into Weiss. Weiss into lane. Olmstead spins and gets clocked. He'll go to the line and shoot 2. Zach has 8 points in the ball game, looking to add to that total right now. 4:14 to go in quarter number 3. 39-22, Overton leading Loomis here in the boys' quarterfinal of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. And the free throw is right through there for Zach Olmstead. Overton ranked as high as number 2 in the state in Class D1. And a second free throw coming up. Could see 4 state-rated teams playing in the semifinals on Friday. Second free throw good. Zach Olmstead hits them both. And up the floor come the Loomis Wolves. Don't forget Pleasanton and Axtell, the first girls semifinal Thursday. And then Wilcox-Hildreth and Loomis in the second one. Shots no good. Rebound by Jaron Schaefer. Schaefer coast-to-coast and makes a nice move to lay it up and in. 11 points now for Schaefer. And the lead is back up to 21. 43-22. In the ball game is Alexander Walton. He tries to bring it into the paint, and he is going to be smothered by Weiss. Brady will pick up the personal foul, his first of the ball game. And at the line is Alexander Walton, the 5'6 junior, will shoot 2. Loomis looking for their first made free throw of the game. They were 0-7 in the first half, and Walton can't deliver on the first one, 0-8. Matt Ayton will check into the ball game here for Overton. Kearney Catholic girls a winner tonight, 54-22 over Ord in the quarterfinals. Second free throw, Walton. He gets it to go, so finally the free throw hex is broken. And Loomis hits their first free throw of the night. Quickly the other way. Here's Hodson, left-hand corner. Jumper no good. Rebound brought down there by Matt Houston. Long outlet pass to Walton. Back out for a three-pointer. Sundquist up, no good. Rebound brought down by Schaefer. He has the outlet pass, and it's going to be a double dribble. Overton turns it over. Overton, I've got it for 14 turnovers. I'd have to say at least 10 of those turnovers have been trying to get up the floor in transition. They just haven't been connecting on their passes tonight. Either they're too long or there's somebody covered, and it's not a well-thought-out pass, but Loomis has caused them some troubles in that department tonight. Wolves basketball at midcourt as things have started to quiet down. A few of the fans have went home since this one has ended up in a big lead for Overton. Loomis has played everybody they've suited tonight. Here's a jumper in the lane. That's going to roll in for Shane Sundquist. His second bucket of the quarter. And it's 43-25. Loomis scoring 11 points so far in the quarter after getting 14 total in the first half. Eagles with the ball down to Jacob Olmstead. And again, the ball blocked away, and it's going to go out of bounds. Actually blocked off the back of the backboard. And it stays with Overton. I think that was Earsome that might have got a hand on that one. Him or Lindstrom, they were both right there. And Schaefer to throw it in for Overton. I think Coach Jay Stair would like to see a little killer instinct here. Go ahead and put this ball game way out of reach. Overton in the corner. Here's the long jumper, Schaefer, and he banks in the three. Jared Schaefer from the right wing banks in the three, and it's 46-25. At the other end, Lindstrom driving, shooting, shot no good. Rebound brought down by Overton and Jacob Jensen. Jensen into the front court, gets around a couple of defenders, keeps on coming, dropped the ball, no double dribble. Schaefer tries another three, this time from the left corner. It will not go, and fighting for the rebound, we're going to have a foul called. A push-off down low on the Eagles. And it looks like that one is going to go on Jacob Jensen, his first personal foul, second team foul. And so far, Coach Steve Johnson has not really been playing any starters. James Bartruff is going to sneak back into the ball game, but that's the first action by any of the starters here in the second half for Loomis. As Lindstrom brings the ball up the floor to Walton. 2:20 to go here, third quarter. Crossover dribble, Zeckley now in. Also to Walton. Walton takes the jumper, no good. And going over the top to yank down the rebound is going to be Parker Lindstrom. Back up top, Zeckley. Trying to post up down low is Gray. He's got a battle going there with Jacob Olmstead. And now going for the steal, Matt Ayton. Gets tied up and is called for the foul. First on Matt, third on Overton. 46-25 your score. Overton got out to an 18-6 first quarter lead, and it has not been closer since then. So with the basketball, Parker Lindstrom into the paint, tries to leave it off for Gray. Too much traffic, ball deflected away. Jensen comes out of there with it. That's the first Loomis turnover of the half, and Jensen into the front court. Goes to the low block, Schaefer. Backs his way in, he's well covered. Kicks it out for a three. Jacob Olmstead off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Lindstrom. Lindstrom outlet pass. Walton thought about the quick shot. He's covered. Reverse it over to Zeckley. And down to the left baseline to Matt Gray. Can't get inside. Ball deflected away. Back out on the wing to Lindstrom. Lindstrom looks for a little back cut. Nothing there. Out top Walton. And the ball deflected Schaefer. And Schaefer's going to make the steal. Schaefer up the floor with it. Bounce pass through traffic. Gets it to Jensen. And he'll miss the contested layup. And the rebound brought down by Bartruff. Bartruff up the floor. A lot of passes, outlet passes and go, outlet passes and go, and this time they throw it away. So three straight turnovers for Loomis, and Overton looks like they're going to give it back to him as the ball goes out of bounds. Now here comes Dylan Carmichael and Shane Sundquist in for Loomis, and for Overton, Brady Weiss and Zach Olmstead. At the end of three quarters of play, it is Eustace Farnham 31 and Elwood 22. The winner of that game will get Axtell in the 6:15 game coming up on Friday, which will be played at Minden. Here's a three-pointer in the corner, no good by Walton. Ayton's going to pull down the rebound. Outlet pass to the other end, and laying it up and in is going to be Jacob Olmstead. So Olmstead able to knock it down, and Loomis with a basketball. Three-pointer, Walton, it won't go. Offensive rebound put back up by Sundquist, it won't go. And a jump ball down low between Carmichael and Jensen. And it'll make it 48-25. Overton with the lead. And Loomis to throw the ball in underneath their own hoop. They get it to Carmichael. Little spin move. He'll put the jumper up, and a big foul of scores. He's got 6 points in the ball game. 48-27. 30 seconds to go here. Before the end of the third quarter, the ball kicked out of bounds, stays with Overton. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops. And we also want to say thanks to Jim Langan and the crew here at Sumner. As Olmstead gets it inside, there's a double team. Jensen just throws it up, and it's going to be taken away by Dylan Carmichael. Carmichael with the good defense, blocks the shot, takes it away. Walton swings it right side. We're down to 12 seconds to go in the quarter. Sundquist, high post. Get it to Carmichael, back on the wing, Zeckley. Zeckley takes the jumper. It's no good. Rebound. Can anybody get to it? No, out of bounds with 3 seconds left. And it's going to belong to Loomis, so they could get another shot here in the front court. 3 seconds to get it off. They throw it out. Up top, it's knocked away. Wiese is going to go in for the layup, and they will not count it. He didn't get it up in time. Wiese did not get it up there and score, so that is the end of the third quarter of play. And after three, your score is 48-27, Overton leading Loomis. We'll be right back.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Overton Sand and Gravel is proud to support all the area high school athletes this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for your commercial or residential concrete and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and the surrounding areas.
And we are back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9. Loomis has the basketball, as they trail 48-27 going into quarter number four. Up top with it is Zekley. Zekley to the high post. He has his pass knocked away. Schaefer comes out of there with the steal. Schaefer goes to the other end and can't score because he is fouled. And will go to the line to shoot two. 48-27 is your score. Overton is led by Jared Schaefer with 14, and he'll try and add to it right here. And the first free throw is good. 10 points for Zach Olmstead. And the second free throw by Schaefer is good. So now he's got 16 of the ball game, and that'll make it 48-27. Overton has led big throughout the game. Carmichael on the low post just keeps back it in, and Dylan will score. So 8 points now for Dylan Carmichael. 50-29, Overton heading on to the semifinals, it looks like, as Olmstead throws up an off-balance jumper, but he got it back, and then a foul going to be called, and Zach's going to get to go to the line. Could be on a couple of guys, but I think it's going to be on Dylan Carmichael. And so far tonight, Overton's been pretty good from the line. First foul of the game on Carmichael. And the free throw is on the way, and no good. So just as soon as we say that, that's what happens. They are now 10 of 12 at the line. And into the ball game, Kyle Samuelson. Loomis has not been able to hit a three tonight. They're 0 of 10. Overton is 4 of 12 in the ball game. And now the second free throw is up, and that is short. And the rebound brought down by the Wolves. Caleb Anderson back in. Anderson to the front court, all the way to the right-hand corner. Up top to Bartruff. Swings it out Zekley for the three. Off the heel, no good. Rebound is punched out. Still loose. And Jacob Jensen finally is able to put his paws on it and save it here for Overton. And up the floor comes Weeks. He's going to be fouled. One of those, I call them herky-jerky games. Hasn't been a lot of flow to them. A lot of kickballs, some fouls, some turnovers, quite a few turnovers actually. 17 for Loomis and 15 for Overton. And the foul is on Jameson Bartruff here. That'll be his first. And at the line to shoot the 1-1 will be Brady Weiss. He's got 4 points, and you can make it five as that one rains down. His first point since quarter number one. 51-29, Overton with the lead. The second free throw is on the way, and it is good. So 52-29 in favor of Overton, as Loomis will bring the ball up the floor with Clay McNall. Reverse it to Zekley on the left side. Give it back over to McNall. McNall back up between the circles to Kalen Anderson. Anderson on the right wing, looking inside, still looking. Back cut Zekley, and he missed him. Let him too far, out of bounds it goes. Update from Axtell at the end of three. Still low scoring. Eustace Farnham 31 and Elwood 22. is your score there. 6:20 to go here in our ball game. The jumper by Olmstead gets the friendly roll, and Jake now has nine of the ball game, and it's 54-29. Quick shot at the other end. Loomis drains it right back with Kalen Anderson. Just his second bucket. Makes it 54-31. Overton picking up the pace. Now we're just going coast-to-coast without much defense, and the layup on the baseline rolls off the rim and just won't go that time. Zachley has the rebound. Into the front court to Anderson. Low post, turnaround jumper, putting the shot up no good is Earsom. Rebound picked up at half court by Olmstead. Jacob with this one, trying to take it all the way in. Covered, kicks it out of the wing. Up top, Schaefer. On the left wing, here's Olmstead. He spots up for the three. It's around and out, no good. Defensive rebound is going to be pulled down by Clay McNall. 5.5 to go. Don't forget when we're done the Misco Sports postgame show, and we're going to get a travel call on Loomis. We'll recap the ninth action for you, so stay with us for that. Probably going to see a lot of faces that we haven't seen. Of course, Loomis, I think, has played everybody in the book tonight. You can only suit up 12 at conference, and they have played everybody. And right now, Overton has the basketball. They'll take it to the left-hand corner. Hodson puts it up around and out. No good. Schaefer battling for the loose ball. He's got it. He puts it up in traffic and scores. Jared Schaefer with 18 points in the basketball game. Loomis into the front court. Back out between the circles. They'll go to Matt Houston. Houston holds the ball. Gets it down the low block to Earsom. Earsom cut off in the corner. Has to get rid of it to Sundquist against the man-to-man. He'll come in. Blocked from behind by Jared Hodson. Loomis retains possession. They'll throw up a three. No good. Offensive rebound put up. It's no good there by Kyle Samuelson. Another offensive rebound by Earsom. He'll dish it off to Houston. Houston cuts to the hole, and it will just not go. Rebound to Jared Schaefer. Boy, Loomis got some good looks that trip. Couldn't convert. Hodson in the right-hand corner. Back to the right elbow. Here's the jumper, Zach Olmstead. He'll knock it down, and it probably won't be much longer before Overton puts in some subs, and they're doing it as we say it. So it's 58-31. The lead out to 27 now, as Overton just keeps pulling away as this game progresses. Here's a fadeaway jump in the lane. No good by Sundquist. Rebound run down by Jacob Olmstead. And it's taken away from Olmstead, and driving into the hoop, putting the shot up is Lindstrom. It will not go, but he does draw the foul. So Parker will go to the line and shoot two. Again, Kearney Catholic boys and girls were winners tonight. SEM beats Pleasanton by one here earlier tonight. Axtell had no problem with Amherst tonight. The final score there, 65-36, as the free throw is no good for Parker Lindstrom. Now here comes Jacob Jensen, Dallas Bavard, and Matt Ayton in the ball game for Overton. 4:09 remains in the contest, 58-31 Overton. Tell you what, I think a lot of people, as the second free throw again, no good. Jensen with the rebound. I think a lot of people overlooking Overton just because they have two losses. Well, you got to look at who they've lost to. And they want to try and get to Axtell and avenge one of those. Is Jensen a slash through the lane on the rim with the finger roll, and they won't let it fall, and Earsom will get the rebound. But Overton is a solid ball club. They're going to get their eighth straight win tonight, and draining a three is going to be Matt Houston. That's the first three-pointer of the ball game for Loomis. Took him 13 attempts to find the range, 58-35. Overton coasting here, although both teams staying active, getting after the basketball, and Loomis tips the pass here, but Jensen is able to track it down, and as he gets it to Ayton, he throws it away. So made a nice play to catch the tip ball, but then his pass was right at the feet of Ayton. 58-35 Overton. 3:20 to go in our ball game. Long three on the way again. This time it will not go for Houston, who just hit it. And on the rebound, we've got a foul call, or we got a jump. They're just going to call a jump there, it looks like, between Sundquist and the big fella, Jake Olmstead. The arrow points the way of Overton. Ball kicked out of bounds. Ten of the 12 players suited up tonight for Loomis have scored. And when you have only 35 points, that's not such a good thing. Usually you figure that that's the case when you've got a ton of points. Not the case here. Olmstead drives in traffic, tries to get it to Bavard, does, shot up, no good. Ball tapped out of bounds off of the Wolves. You're listening to High School Basketball on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Overton, and Loomis, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Doug Duda with you from Sumner High School, home of SEM. As they get it down to Jensen, Jensen turnaround jumper in the lane, got it to fall. I'm not sure Jake even saw the hoop when he put that one up, but he got it to drop, and it's now 60-35. At the other end, Lindstrom drives, kicks it out on the wing to Houston, Houston to the baseline, double team there, cut off by Bavard. Kicks it out top for a three-pointer. Lindstrom won't go. And the offensive rebound pulled down underneath by Earsome, and then Jensen blocks his shot. Jacob Jensen with his first block shot of the basketball game. And at the other end, he'll finish the deal. 62-35. Running and gunning right now. Pull-up jumper. Oh, a little thought there, Matt Houston. He pulled up to shoot it at the free throw line. And then he saw that Earsome was open, so he was going to throw it to him underneath the hoop, but Earsome had already started to get his position for a rebound, and the ball sails out of bounds. Turnover number 17 for Overton. Into the ball game, Max Flores for the Eagles. Also checking in is Tyler Hinkle, and Hinkle's going to fire up the three-pointer. Comes up short. Bavard got the rebound, has it blocked once, has it blocked twice by Earsome, and also by Samuelson, and it'll be into Flores. Flores is going to put up a three. It is short. Ball is deflected back out to Max. Kicks it over on the wing to Ayton. Ayton has it knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. 2 minutes to go. Misco Sports postgame show is coming up, so keep it here on Classic Hits 98.9. It's all Overton here in the second half. Been all Overton most of the ball game, and here they'll drop the ball out of bounds. I want to thank the fine sponsors once again who will be with us tonight and with us throughout the tournament Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Down low on the post, Kyle Samuelson out on the corner. They'll get it to Houston. Houston tries to lob it back in, and it's going to be stolen away. With the steal is Jacob Jensen. Jensen into the front court, comes to the left-hand corner to the baseline, bounces into the lane to Bavard. Bavard knocked out of his hands. It goes right back to Jensen, though, and he'll lay it up and score. So Jake getting some points here in the fourth quarter, and ooh, Flores runs hard into Walton at the other end, and Flores a little slow to get up. That'll be a foul on Max. He thought he had himself a golden opportunity at a steal. Instead, he just ran right through Alex Walton. Into the ball game for Overton will be Anthony Fisher, and Jensen will check out. 64-34 Overton with a minute 28 to go in our basketball game. So the two seeds that were supposed to win tonight did win, and we'll meet on Friday as they get it into Shane Sundquist. Pull-up jumper for Shane, and it's good. Sundquist with 6 points here in the second half. 64-36 Overton, and they've got the ball in the hands of Hinkle. Lobs it out to Flores, to Ayton to reset it between the circles. 1:05 to go. Ayton over to Flores. Max back down to the corner to Fisher. Anthony gets rid of the basketball to Hinkle. Hinkle tries to get a shot away, and it's going to be blocked there by Matt Gray, causing a jump ball. And Loomis is going to get the basketball. Into the ball game for Overton, Tyson Brown. As we hit the one-minute mark. And here's Shane Sundquist. Misco Sports postgame show is coming up. Josh Earsome gets the lob in. Turnaround jumper, no good. Trying to get the ball back, and it's going to be punched out of bounds. Looks like it's going to stay with Loomis. We'll also chat with Jay Stair, the victorious coach of the Overton Eagles. Inbounds pass for Loomis underneath their own hoop. They've got an open man in Houston, missed the jumper. And Walton trying to battle for the rebound inside. He gets it, and he will draw the foul. And the foul is on Tyson Brown, who was also trying to get the rebound. Two shots here for Walton. He is the only person to make a free throw tonight for Loomis. They are struggling from the line as the free throw here is good. That will make them 2 of 10 in the game. Second free throw now for the junior, Alex Walton. And that one is good as well. So 3 points for Walton. And it is 64-38. Overton will improve to 12-2. Loomis is going to fall to 8-7. 30 seconds to go. Good pass underneath. They get it to Brown, and Tyson turns around and scores. So some new help there for Tyson Brown. And Loomis will get the ball down to the low post. Look for a couple of more points, but the turnaround jumper won't go for Earsome. Rebound brought down by Tyler Hinkle. 17 seconds, up to Flores. Flores goes to the other end and gets the layup. 68-38. Alex Walton brings it up. Brings it to the right elbow. Kicks it up top. Three-pointer for Sunquist. It's going to be no good. It's going to go out of bounds and belong to Overton, which is 4 seconds remaining. So we've been playing out the string most of the second half, and they will dribble it out on the inbounds, and that will take us to our final. And Overton just methodically took apart Loomis. Their defense was superb tonight, and Overton wins it 68-38 over the Loomis Wolves. We'll give you the numbers on the Misco Sports postgame show, which is coming up. Recap some other games going on tonight, so stay with us here on Classic Hits 98.9.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Good luck, Loomis Wolves. From your fans at CHS Agri Service Center. Serving your fuel, grain, and agronomy needs. CHS Agri Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
S.A. Foster Lumber in Overton welcomes contractors and do-it-yourselfers. Foster's is a complete lumber yard and carries everything you need to spruce up your home, too. From hammers to power tools, new doors, paint, hardware, windows, and much, much more. See Foster Lumber in Overton. Best of luck, athletes.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
And welcome back to SEM High School. Doug Duda with you on the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop in and see them before the games begin. And although we had a beautiful day today, it's going to be a little bit cooler still before we get into the nice summer weather. And why not save on Red Ledge ski coats that are half off? Red Ledge ski pants are on sale as well. Their wigwam stocking caps are half off. They also have Columbia gloves and all shoes on sale as well at Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. We'll take a look at the numbers in just a little bit, but up first, we'll talk with the head coach of the Overton Eagles, Jay Stair. And, Coach, your team just kind of continues to roll. You got out and played some very solid defense in the first half, and I think Loomis just didn't have much of an answer for your guys tonight.
I think that's about the only thing that we did well in the first half. With all the turnovers that we had, it just didn't seem like we got going there offensively, even though we did score points. I think our defense, like you said, in the first half definitely got us to where we needed to be, and we did a good job making one and done with them and getting the ball back up the floor, but it just seemed like we were playing way too much defense tonight because we turned the ball over way too much. If we do that on Friday, we're going to be in a big, 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 big hurting unit on Friday.
Well, you talk about those turnovers, and it seemed like a majority of the turnovers, and it did get sloppy out there as both teams tried to, I think, outrace the other team to the other end, whether they had the basketball or not. A lot of outlets, a lot of transition types of outlets is where you guys had some trouble handling the ball. I guess that's unusual. I don't see that very much. It's kind of an unusual, quirky thing. Has that been a problem at all this year?
Oh, we've had a few. The first time we played Loomis, we did have quite a few turnovers, too. You know, that was 12 games ago or whatever it was, but we didn't do a very good job. You know, we don't make very good passes. It didn't seem like we were taking them for granted because they were getting their hands up and they were knocking and deflecting passes and, you know, preventing us from getting layups on some breakaways. But even when we're in our half-court offense, we put the ball above our head, we pick up our dribble, and they were trapping us, and we were not good with the basketball tonight at all, and I don't think there was one guy in particular that was worse than anyone. We all were not very good, and we need to definitely do a better job than that even the rest of the year, not just on Friday, the rest of the year.
Is that something you can work on in practice, or is that more of a mental thing you should have down by now? How do you attack that the next 2 days at practice?
Well, I think it's both. I think a lot of it is just being smart with the basketball. I think it's probably more mental than it is the physical part. They know that, you know, they're making the correct pass. That's just something that they know that they need to do a better job with. It's something that you necessarily can't work on. You can try to drill them with fundamentals the whole time, but you know, they're still going to have to make the pass and see it, and I think it's more mental than anything, but hopefully we can get that cleared up by Friday.
One thing that some of the coaches that have a very solid basketball teams can say is that we didn't play very good and we still won. Well, if you had the problems tonight and won by 30, I guess that shows some of the talent that your team still has as you get ready for Friday and Saturday.
Well, I think we are a talented basketball team, but, you know, I was talking to Steve afterwards there. You know, I think we had the turnovers. We had I thought more unforced turnovers, but there in the second half, I think a lot of them were just because they did a good job of getting in there. I thought they played well, you know, and I'm not taking anything away that we played bad and they played well. You know, they made us play the way that we did. It's kind of like the first game. I think Pleasanton played outstanding against Sumner, and I don't think Sumner played bad. I think Pleasanton just made them play that certain way, and I think Loomis did the same thing against us in the second half. And I think, you know, I think we are a good basketball team, but we're definitely, after tonight, you know, it's almost like taking a step back with taking care of the basketball. We do definitely need to do a better job with that.
Yeah, because SEM likes to get up and down the floor. I still consider you guys more of a half-court team than a run-and-gun type of team, even though you got 68 tonight. Rare occasion where you haven't played them. Usually by the time conference tournament rolls around, there's just that one or two teams that you haven't seen, and Coach Irwin, you know, talked about the problems that you present when we talked to him at halftime. As you get ready for them, what are you expecting?
Well, like you said, they're going to want to get up and down. That's just their style of play. I don't think they're going to change that with anything. It doesn't matter who they're playing. They got very good personnel. I don't think they're deep. I think they're very similar to us, and they play about seven guys. I know he can maybe bring one or two other guys off the bench if he needs to, but I think he generally plays about seven, eight guys, and with their starting five is very, very athletic. They're very quick. They're good offensive people, and they're definitely been better defensively this year. We got our work cut out for us. You know, they do a good job in their 1-3-1. He mixed it up a little bit tonight with some man and some 2-3 zone, like a matchup 2-3 that he was playing against Pleasanton. But I guess one thing that prevents, I mean, a problem for us is they are athletic. It's nothing that we haven't seen this year. You know, we've played quite a few athletic teams with, I think St. Pat's is very athletic. Eustis Farnham is very athletic. Obviously, Ravenna and Axtell are athletic. And even some of the other conference schools that we played, you have good athletes that like to push the tempo. But, you know, every team's different. They push it a different way. They attack you a different way. So we're definitely going to have to get back to work with that on tomorrow and Thursday, and just hopefully we can do a better job of taking care of the ball again, slowing them down. And I think in order for us to be successful, I think that might be a strength of ours, that we are a half-court team, like you said, and I think if we can slow them down and make them a half-court offense, I think we maybe have a little bit slight edge, just because I think they do rely a lot on those fast break points. We got to make sure we can contain the Rhodey kid. He definitely makes them go, and obviously got to know where the Smith kid is in the gym, because he'll shoot it from everywhere. And the younger line kid is, you know, he's a hustler. He gets up some garbage rebounds and puts backs, and obviously his older brother is playing a little bit better the last couple games as well. So we definitely have our work cut out for us, but I'm ready for a very exciting game on Friday.
Well, the top four seeds all advance on. Should be some good basketball. Whoever wins it earns it. And, Jay, good luck Friday and Saturday. Thanks for giving us the time.
Thank you very much, Doug. I appreciate everything that you guys do for high school basketball and all the other sports here. You're outstanding.
Thanks, buddy. We'll see you Friday. Jay Stair. And as we mentioned, all four seeds advanced on. Eustis Farnham really kind of rolls up Elwood tonight. It was 20-14 at the half, and they win it 53-32. So Eustis Farnham, I think, maybe starting to get their mojo back after going through a rough stretch a week and a half ago. Axtell, a winner tonight, 65-36 over Amherst. And then, of course, our first game tonight, SEM 57-56 over Pleasanton. We still have to take a look at the numbers for Overton and Loomis. We'll do that after this on the Visco Sports Postgame Show.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
Dr. Daniel McCallahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton, proud to support our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McCallahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fastfills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fastfills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. As we look at the final numbers of the ball game for Loomis, a very, very young team, and Coach Steve Johnson wasn't afraid to mix them in tonight, especially the way it started. He figures, let's get these younger kids some experience. Alexandru Walton, 3 points, one rebound. Clay McNall, 2 points, three rebounds, and a block. Parker Lindstrom, 4 points, four rebounds. I better say that these are unofficial. Had that technical difficulty earlier tonight, but they're pretty darn close, we think. 4 points, four rebounds for Lindstrom. Caleb Anderson, 4 points, two rebounds. Brian Zeckley, one rebound. Shane Sundquist, 6 points, three rebounds and a block. Josh Earsom, 2 points, five rebounds, three blocks. Matt Gray, 2 points, three rebounds. Jamison Bartruff, three rebounds and a block. Matt Houston, 5 points, two rebounds. Kyle Samuelson, 2 points, a rebound and three blocks. And Dylan Carmichael ended up with a team-high 8 points, three rebounds and a block. I had Loomis for 10 rebounds in the first half, 18 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 0 of 7 in the first half, 3 of 6 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 4 in the first half, 1 of 12 in the second half. Turnovers, 12 in the first half, 8 in the second half. Loomis had 14 points at halftime, scored 24 in the second half, and the Wolves will finish with 38 points, 28 rebounds, 3 out of 11 at the free throw line, 1 of 16 from 3-point land. I had them for just a ton of block shots tonight. It looks like overall 13. Now, some of those could go down as turnovers, some of them block shots, because a few of them they just took right out of the air on shots and headed the other way. Loomis will fall to 8-7 on the season, and when they get back to action, they have to turn around and play some more basketball before they get into the postseason. And they will head to Eustis Farnham next Tuesday. Then it's off to Pleasanton on Friday the 12th. And then Maxwell, who's 13-3, comes into Loomis for their home finale on the 19th. Now let's take a look at the numbers for Overton. Tyson Brown, 2 points. Max Flores, I had him for 2 points and two rebounds. Jared Hodgson, 5 points, one rebound, one block. Jacob Jensen, 8 points, six rebounds, and a block. Dallas Bavard had a rebound. Brady Weiss had 5 points, three rebounds. Zach Olmstead, 12 points and a team-high nine rebounds. Jake Olmstead, 9 points, eight rebounds, one block. Tyler Hinkle had a rebound. Matt Ayton, 6 points and a rebound. And Jared Schaefer, a game-high 18 points, eight rebounds, and two block shots. It looks like 18 rebounds in the first half, 22 in the second half. Free throw shooting 5 of 6 in the first half, and in the second half, 6 of 9. 3-point shooting for Overton, 3 of 9 in the first half, 1 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, 10 of the first half and 8 in the second half. Overton had 32 points at halftime, and they are able to put up 36 points in the second half. The Eagles finish with 68 points, 40 rebounds, 11 of 15 at the free throw line, 4 of 15 from 3-point land. They had 5 block shots and 18 turnovers. Overton now 12-2 on the season, and will head to the conference semifinals to take on the second seed SEM Friday night, 8 o'clock at Minden on ESPN 1460. We'll recap all of the action from tonight after this final timeout on the Mesco Sports Postgame Show.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Good Luck Loomis Wolves from your fans at CHS Agri Service Center, serving your fuel, grain, and agronomy needs. CHS Agri Service Center, people and resources you can count on always.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Here is what happened in the Lou Platte Conference tonight. Kearney Catholic girls defeat Ord. The Kearney Catholic boys end up blowing out Loop City 59-33. Also tonight, we had a report that St. Paul edged Ord 55-52, the final score in that basketball game. Here in the FKC, Axtell was a winner tonight. The number one seed defeated Amherst 65-36. It was the fourth seed, Eustace Farnham, taking care of Elwood by a score of 53-32. It was the number two seed, SEM, earlier tonight on KKPR, downing Pleasanton 57-56. 19 points for Dylan Smith. Jake Rohde hit the two game-winning free throws with 12 seconds left. He had 18 points. Big steal and bucket in the last minute for Travis Line to turn the tide. Pleasanton was led tonight by Colin Janicek with 17, 15 for Garrett Reese, 11 for Matt Giffen as Pleasanton hit 9 3-pointers. And in the game you just heard, the third seed Overton defeated the sixth seed Loomis 68-38. So here's what's coming up. Thursday, it is the girls' semifinals, the Lou Platte Conference at Kearney Catholic here on KKPR. Kearney Catholic will be the number one seed, and they will take on the Gibbonwood River winner at 6:15, and then it will be the winning teams in the 8 o'clock game on the semifinals from tonight. It will be the, on the girls' side, the Adams Central Donovan Trumbull winner against the Ravenna Centura winner at 8. And then on ESPN 1460, we've got the girls' semifinals coming your way as Pleasanton will be taking on Axtell at 6 o'clock at Kearney High Thursday, followed by Wilcox, Hildreth, and Loomis at 7:45. Don't forget all the FKC games on ESPN 1460, all the Lou Platte games the remainder of the week here on Classic Hits 98.9. To the fine sponsors, we want to thank you for being with us. And again, you've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin. A great selection of shoes, and they're all on sale as we get ready for, hopefully, things to warm up. This is Doug Duda saying the final, Overton 68 and Loomis 38. We'll talk to you Thursday. Good night, everyone.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Podcasts of this and all play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to KKPR.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.